Come on, you Reds. We love you, Reds.
Can't
we want you to
win
about over
a
zillion. Come on, you
Liverpool. Let's see,
Liverpool.
Come on, you Reds. We want you to win, 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 win. We love you. You're the best team in the world. Much better than Man City.
Come on.
Oh,
with the playing. Or Everton as well. Let's just put on there, that in there.
Much better than Everton.
Come on, shout. Red, red, red. Come
red,
on,
red,
now.
Red,
red, red.
Red, red, red. Come on, now.
After we're three. Right, one, now. Two, three. Come on, Liverpool.
Come on, Liverpool.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Oh, all right, yeah.
How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm sound.
How's your garden looking?
Oh, like a friggin' tip.
Oh, mate.
Ah, oh, my back's done in.
You're an old man now. You should be having young, poor people doing your work for you.
I've got to start paying people to do it now. It's just not, yeah. It's not worth the backache.
No.
Go on, so, what are you after?
Why we're here tonight, Mr. Miller. It's the night before the Champions League final. Obviously, it's not, but it is, because I'll put it out tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought we need to touch base. The biggest game in our history.
Look, I'll touch base and touching cloth.
I feel absolutely sick as a dog.
I think I'd feel more confident if we got Ajax, I'll be honest with you. I'd fancy us 100% against Ajax. It'd be a European game against Tottenham. It's a Premiership game.
Yeah.
And although Tottenham, I mean, I think they lost about 11 or 12 games a season, didn't they?
Something like that, maybe even 13.
They didn't set the world alight. And I think they finished. Oh,
they limped over the line, didn't they? They limped. And he just had the Istanbul night, didn't he?
I think they finished 20-plus points behind Liverpool, didn't he?
Something like 23, I think.
23, so yeah. So, on paper, Liverpool are favourites, but a game of football ain't played on paper.
We don't do well as favourites. The last time we did well as favourites in a cup final was 1974 or 3.
Oh, I remember it well.
When we did Newcastle 3-0. We've always struggled when we're favourites. Wimbledon 88. The year we did the treble, we were favourites in all them games, apart from the Arsenal. Yeah, the other two games we were.
Did they go through a spate of going into games over a conference? Probably one of the most famous, the Wimbledon FA Cup final.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The greatest Liverpool team the world has ever seen. And they got chubbed by Wimbledon.
And we're well known over the past years for getting beat by the Bristols and the Boltons.
Just now, going into games. Who has been drawn out in the home dressing room? Because that is important, because Ghost Silla has got to do her predictions.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've read absolutely nothing about the upcoming game. I've spent every hour God sent this week in the garden.
Have you been off this week, Mr. Miller?
I have. I'm on annual leave this week.
What a shit week of holidays, that is. I know. Doing actual housework.
But to have a break from the garden, I did a day's overtime yesterday.
Hey. give yourself a chance to heal.
A nice 16-hour shift.
I've just shat my teeth out of my arse there, mate.
4-hour gap, you know, in between jobs.
Oh, well, that's all right then, my God. So, what's your team against Tottenham? What's your team? Goalie?
Yeah, well, Salah.
Yeah.
I sort of saw something in the press Alison's injured, or was that fake news?
Have you dreamt that?
I think I might have seen it on what's that stupid football website that tells lies? Talk Sport.
The Sun.
Yeah.
Don't say that, mate.
Okay, so that must have been a fake then. Yeah, Alison. Obviously.
Okay. So our defence.
Central defence is obviously Van Dijk. And I personally, people will take a stop and take a breath here. Matip.
He's the one who's been injured, isn't he?
Mm.
Yeah,
but I think he's done enough recent past games to warrant his starting place.
Yeah, I'd give it to Matip.
And then obviously the two wings speak for themselves.
Yeah, all day long, Robertson and the little fella.
Right.
Trent.
I think Wijnaldum. Should start.
Definitely nailed on.
Now this is where it gets dodgy because I'm not Henderson's biggest fan,
but I am. So Henderson's in my team.
But same reason. The others get a start. They've done enough in recent weeks to warrant it.
Yeah.
And he is club captain after all.
Yeah.
It's obviously Salah.
Well, you've got the one more position in midfield. It's got to be Fabinho.
Yeah, but I'd have him just in front of the back four. I'd have him a defensive, just sitting there, marshalling the old Haman role.
Okay. Well, I think that's where I'd have him.
Then
that's where he does his best damage.
Salah. Is Fabinho fit?
Yeah, he's fit.
Yeah, well, it's the opposite. You've got to start with the front three, haven't you?
Yeah.
The strike force strikes the fear into everyone.
Yeah, definitely. Now, whose last game is it going to be? Come on. Controversial.
Well, I'm glad Leeds didn't go for it. I think Milner would have gone if Leeds came up.
Do you think?
Yeah. I think it's well documented. He wants to finish his career at Leeds.
Okay. Milner's got to be on the bench, hasn't he, to calm it down?
Yeah.
If we get into that position,
he's
that winning position.
Yeah. He's the experience. He's the one to bring on.
And he can come on in basically any position that he's needed as well.
Yeah, he's a utility player. He's like the old Stevie Nicholl. Just play him anywhere. I'd even put Oxlade-Chamberlain on the bench.
Oh, yeah, well, it's a massive bench, isn't it? It's something like a 12-man bench, something ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I'd put just fucking load it. Last game.
Sturridge.
Well,
he'll be on the bench.
Yeah, but Sturridge, who's going to go for him?
He's free at the end of the season, I think.
Oh, is he? Oh, well.
Yeah.
He's going to have to lower his wage demands, isn't he?
Yeah.
Even though he's getting a free transfer, even though they won't have to pay for him, they're not going to pay his wages.
No chance.
Right. I guess you're talking about big names last. I think if anyone is going to go, it'll be Mane.
Do you think?
Yeah. I think I said it. I don't know whether we were talking on the phone or whether I said it on the last podcast. I think he feels in the shadow of Salah.
He can't do this season. He's eclipsed Salah this season.
He's still not getting the songs, is he? I know he's got his song, but you're always hearing Salah's song.
Yeah, but I met him in his car on Christmas Eve. He's lovely. I think if anyone's going to go, it'd be Mo Salah.
I think the biggest thing, I've said it again on the podcast, if Liverpool had won the league this season and then got to the Champions League final, win or lose, I think we'd have lost Salah. I think he'd have said, right, I've done my job. I've got what you wanted. I'm off.
No, but I think he's got unfinished business with the Champions League.
What's this about? I've also heard the thing and Sergio Ramos is in talks with Liverpool. Is that all about?
What?
No.
Yeah, but I'd have him.
No.
Of course.
He's 30 plus, isn't he?
So, imagine having him on the bench pulling people's hair. Look at that bell end for Man City. What's his name? Fabinho. perspective. Oh, too many Fs in the fucking Premier League. She's 32.
Fernandinho.
Yeah. He was the one. At the last 10 games of the season, leaving the elbow in all the time, yeah. Pulling people's hair, stamping on people. Dirty little rat, that. But he's won them the league.
No, I think, yeah, I want to win the league, but I want to win the league right. I don't want wankers like that coming and say, oh, you won it because of me.
Who is he, Stuart Hall? Ooh, you won it because of me, Stu Francis. Okay, right. I'm going to summon Ghost Silla. I'm going to surmise Liverpool are the home team.
Hello.
Hiya, Sil.
I'm on the streets of London here.
Oh.
Everyone's looking at me. I've got Bill, Bob, and the other one sitting here.
Mr. Fagan?
Joe. Get your hands off my leg, Joe.
Oh, he's a dirty bastard, him.
Yeah. I'm going to say 1-0 Liverpool.
Well, okay. I think that pauses for me.
Yeah. I'm going back on my cloud now because I'm going off a four-way.
Right, Silla.
Oh, go on then.
I think Liverpool are going to go for it. In the first 20, 25 minutes, it's going to be hell for leather. I think we're going to get an early lead. And I think it's going to finish 3-1 to Liverpool.
Okay, what are you about, you soft shite?
Well, you know me, my magic gut, Silla.
Don't I know it?
Yeah. I feel really sick about this game.
Yay!
I feel really sick about Harry Kane. An 80% Harry Kane, I think, should start. Because if he breaks down in 10 minutes, that's what we want. But I'm going to predict 1-0 Tottenham. Just for shits and giggles.
Are you fucking puddled, you bastard?
No, Silla, you know about my magic gut. And that's how it feels. I feel ill thinking about it. So I'm not confident. I'm not confident.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Hello?
I can still hear you.
Go, Silla's next.
No, she hasn't. She's still here.
Well,
you and Silla were breaking up then. I couldn't hear nothing.
Oh, that's the streets in London. Well, I'm predicting 1-0 Tottenham, as I've just said. Now, I've reached out. Should we wind this up just in case it goes tits up and we lose it?
Yeah.
I've put it out on Twitter for people to record their predictions, and they'll be included at the end of this show. And it'll go out before the game kicks off. So it'll be interesting to listen to.
Where are you watching the game?
I'm not. I'm driving a train to Holyhead. I am a shithouse.
Sad ass bastard.
I would rather miss that final and we win than see the final and we lose.
I've got to try and find a little sports bar in the cobbled streets of Paris.
Oh.
I know.
When will she know?
Didn't plan that fucking right, did I? It's our 20th anniversary and I've planned a little breakaway to Paris.
Yeah, but she's not going to listen to this, is she? She doesn't know yet, does she?
No, I'm just told her we're going to London for a weekend and then I'm going to walk her down to Pancras. Get on the Eurostar.
You romantic fool.
I've booked a meal in the Eiffel Tower. And
when's
booked,
this? When?
We're going Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
So Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Well, this will be out Friday night. So make sure she don't listen to it in bed.
So I've booked a meal in the Eiffel Tower. I've booked a romantic evening meal on the riverboat down the sea. Watching the sights. All dead romantic. And if I don't get me home, I want my money back.
The decorators will be in.
Oh God, Stewie, the decorators have just turned up.
So I've got to tell her, happy anniversary, I've done this all for you. But we're going to watch the football.
Yeah. Now you're going to have to give up the brown eye. 20 years of prodding. Oh, well, have a lovely anniversary break, mate.
Oh, God, I just hope we win. Otherwise, it's going to be horrible.
And fingers crossed, yeah. See you on the other side.
Hey, ref, blow that whistle.
Watch it, guys. This is Colin from the Half and Half Scarves podcast. See you asking for predictions for Saturday's Champions League final. So I'm going to give you mine now. It's Liverpool 4, Tottenham nothing. Tottenham finished 25 points behind Liverpool in the Premier League. Tottenham are bottle jobs. We see it every season. Liverpool are a much, much better team. Easy win for Liverpool. Another European Cup.
Hello, this is Steve Harrison, or to those of you on Twitter, Ainsley Iron. The boys have asked me to give a little bit of a prediction pre-Champions League, but predictions are tricky. And, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not a fan. But as I record this, we're less than 48 hours away from another massive game for Liverpool Football Club. And I for one can't tell you what's going to happen in it. But I do know that if you look at the way the season's gone, and you look at what we've achieved, you know, we've turned over Bayern Munich, the massive results against Barcelona, you know, amassing 97 points, coming so close to winning that league title. I think the one thing we know is that Liverpool Football Club at their best can beat anyone. And I think they will. Up the Reds.
Hi, this is Matt Stewart's son. He wanted a prediction for the game. So I went on FIFA. Did Liverpool vs Tottenham, me being Liverpool. 1-30-0, but I don't think that'll be the score. So I'm going to say 2-0. Salah and Mane to score.
Hi, Craig and Stuart. It's Simon from the Simon Says podcast. Just giving you my prediction for the Champions League final on Saturday. With me being a Toon fan and having the one of your best managers, Rafa, at the helm, it's going to have to be Liverpool. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be 0-0 at half time. And then I think Liverpool will run away with it 3-1. So, good luck, guys.
Hello, this is Michelle, Stewart's long-suffering wife. My prediction for the final is 2-0 to Liverpool. Goodbye.
All right, I'm thinking 4-2 to Liverpool. I think you're going to see a brace from Salah. You're going to see a goal from Mane. Someone else will score as well. I think it'll be close throughout most of the game, but Liverpool will nick a quick goal on the counter towards the end to put it away, and they'll get themselves a trophy, which they definitely deserve this season.
Hey, Pete Dubs here. I'm here to leave my prediction for the Champions League final, or Champions Cup, or whatever it's called these days. Hopefully it'll be a better match than the abject performance my team gave at Wembley for the FA Cup final just 2 weeks ago. I'm going to be honest, I don't have much time of day for either team that are in the Champions League final. This being a Liverpool podcast, living off the past comes to mind. But saying that, Spurs are also probably one of the local rivals for my team down south, Watford. So saying that, I am going to go for a 2-0 Liverpool win.
Hi, it's Phil from the Orlando Addict podcast. While walking my dog, I've been thinking about this game. I think the first 20 to 30 minutes, a bit cagey and close. Then I just think Liverpool turn it on. I think Liverpool win this game and I think it'll be 3-1. Can't have Spurs winning it. I hate that club.
The blue shite are bitter fuckers.
Fucking lost! Oh, basically, I'm the champion! Podcast Network.